Tins is representing the north. Hask is representing the south.
It will be as big as the state of origin.
We've now reshuffled it. It's now Ford Farrell Manu.
That is a team.
That is a team. The isn't it? Teams, they're both teams.
Great game.
Would you watch that?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to put it to you to decide who you think would win.
I think this might happen.
Into the final moments, Alex Payne trying to keep this side going forward. Haskell takes it on now with just relentless chat, largely about himself. And there's Tindall to add the finishing touch of glamour and World Cup winning stories and a slightly sideways nose. That is how you podcast. A dominant display by the good, the bad and the rugby.
Hello, Dream Team. A very warm welcome to you all to the good, the bad, the rugby, brought to you by our very good friends at Continental Tyres. Happy New Year. I hope you've had a very good time. It's good to be off and running once again. The wheels are rolling, as Continental Tyres might say, on a new year.
It is awful here. What a way to start
the
year.
You need a microphone, Michael. Only show 65. So come at the
it's
king.
So
you better
cheesy.
Not miss.
Maybe the queen.
The queen. Come at the king. Come at the person undecided.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
I'm good.
Right, did you have a good Christmas?
I'm upright.
Mountains
games.
Of foie gras.
Absolutely.
And caviar
what
and champagne.
To be.
Hanging out the St. John Smythe. The
Southern
gang.
Feast.
Budley
Salton.
Whoopert, Cuthbert, Sholto.
Jasper, Sholto.
Was it? Would you go to a country retreat? Like, what does one do at Christmas at your annual gaff? Do you eat an 18 bird feast?
One's very discreet about one's Christmas.
No, really? Do you eat some sort of endangered species you'll gather around, like eating a
couple of those
chimpanzee from somewhere to really get that rarefied flavour?
Do you know what? I've really missed you both. like really missed you.
Nice, okay.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. I had a good Christmas.
I'm disappearing again, Sue, so you're fine.
Oh, yeah. Do us a favour. Fuck off. Never come. Now, where are you going? Oh, yeah.
Australia.
Oh, yeah. We're all going at some point, aren't we?
Maybe.
The new face of Australia.
Maybe.
Good day, mate. How are you?
What
did Santa give you?
He gave me a lump of coal.
Did he?
Yeah. He gave me another round of investment for the tech biz.
Oh, God.
Popped in some EIS money.
Santa is very, very disilluded.
Yeah. Santa's in hell.
He's now on the road to nowhere alongside the tech biz, so that was good. You?
I don't really get any presents anymore, unfortunately.
Oh.
I know, it's very sad. I buy myself everything that
I require. Did Bodie get you anything?
Bodie got me nothing.
Just a big smile.
Not even that, really. Oh.
She gave him so many firsts this year that he's a first of any child around anywhere in the world that she felt they didn't. She didn't need to give
to explain what these two bitches are saying is basically, I obviously go on about my daughter quite a lot. And I basically made out that I'm the first person ever to have a child, and everything I'm telling them that's new to them.
So unlike you, but they're also to be that kind of character.
But they're just jaded old has-beens.
And the worst thing is, he thinks he needs to tell it when we can just watch it on his channels anyway.
The cascading, I don't know.
Thank God she's as sweet as she is. Otherwise,
she is very sweet.
You know, sometimes you get given a baby and it's like, ooh, and you're like, yeah. I was always told about 10 years ago, so someone made someone said to me, other people's children and other people's dogs, no thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
But Bodie,
I was like that completely.
Lucas as well.
I was completely like that. But what? How was
and Gary and Arthur?
How's Mary and Alan?
Yeah. In gag.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to start 2024 with a new, this is a brand new out of the box concept, which I think we'll probably just knock about between the three of us. But we'll leave it here for some administrator perhaps to pick up and do something with, because we're going to have a bit of a celebration of all things Prem Rugby. Been a good start in the Champions Cup, obviously, over the last month or so. And in our recent show, Courtney Laws, the great, suggested a really interesting way to market the English game. And what he said was he would love to see a North v South series like a state of origin. So we're going to build exactly that. Does rugby need something now that it can unwrap, that re-engages everybody, that is a new product, that is shiny, sparkling,
I do, but
exciting?
You have to... We have to put it into context. There's a lot of asterisks and please see bottom, because it would take for us to do this concept, we would have to change the current structure of how the league is set up and everything else, because you couldn't. We're now going to talk about adding more games to a season when we promote well-being and players being looked after.
So but we've lost three clubs, so there is a bit of space opening up in the calendar potentially.
Yes, so that is just one caveat.
And it will be as big as the state of origin. That's how we're going to hype it. So it'll be a big honour to play. And we're gonna create a special set of rules for bringing back the Biff. So that's going to be, the current encouragement.
No TMO? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just
talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Chat away.
So we're going to pick a team, one north, one south. We're going to put it to you, the viewer and the listener, on social media to decide who you think would win. Tins is representing the north. Hask is representing the south.
Yeah.
Shall we do a sort of a criteria to start with? Because I think that's quite interesting. Loads of people will have lots of input. This obviously isn't new. We've obviously had the North, the Midlands, London and South West in the past. They used to battle it out in the amateur era. The Midlands and the North actually both beat the touring All Blacks way back when. But the idea of this... At Otley, they did. That's right. Absolutely right. Were you there for that? It was 1950 something or other.
Slightly before my time.
It's going to be a big money spinner. It's going to be Premiership players only.
Yeah.
Is it English Premiership players only? Or do you want to open it up to... other players who might represent Scotland or...
No, state of origin is just...
So it's just born. English players, north or south. Yeah. So yeah. Chris Harris, for example, who plays at Gloucester, was born in England, but plays for Scotland, but that counts him out of this, doesn't it?
No, I think if you're born, you can still play. Yeah.
Even though you represent Scotland?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick Tompkins would be another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. As long as you just produce your passport, not like those... ones who tried to play for Scotland, Australia, and they got like a...
So you could say...
A Scottish woman sneezed on them once 85 years ago, and they claimed...
We just had this discussion around Cameron Redpath. Technically, he's born in France.
Yeah. Narbonne.
So
he wouldn't be eligible,
then? He wouldn't be eligible.
No. Right.
Sorry, Cameron.
So this is players who were born in England, might be representing Scotland or Wales, most likely, but are still available to come back for the North.
This is a work in progress because there's so many caveats. So he's saying that Manu can't be in there.
So Manu can't be in there at the moment because he wasn't born in England.
It's a shame, isn't it?
So the reason I would go against that is I think if you have only English players, you could have it as an England trial of sorts. So then it becomes another level to it.
Okay, well, we'll let the listeners and readers to tell us. Let's keep it simple because the easiest way is you have to be able to play for England.
Okay, I think we should do that as well. Are you happy with that?
Whatever you'd like, darling. I honestly love it. And the guys, people at home love it as well.
Good. Well, that's what matters.
Creates debate, and that's what we want.
Second debating point is where does the north of England become the north?
Well, if we are going, I did some research on this too. If we're going that he has to play for England, then the actual the centre of England is in Moreton.
Right.
Which is...
Welcome, Moreton.
...is just about 10, 15 miles, as the crow flies, north of Leicester.
Right. So Leicester is in the south.
But I was saying we can steal, just for another player pool, I think we steal, and Leicester is our cut-off line.
So where are Leicester, north or south?
Leicester are north, and then Northampton would be south.
This is a learning curve. I thought anything outside the M25 was the north. I didn't know.
Good, another strong contribution. That's lovely. So Leicester is in the north.
So Leicester is the cut-off.
And Northampton is in the south.
Can I suggest something, though?
James.
I think we should play one game in the north, one game in the south, and the side of game should be in
the
neutral.
In the Midlands. Where?
The biggest stadium in
Villa
the middle.
Villa Park.
Yeah.
Okay,
should we pick our venues? Where do you want the first?
So my venues that I put up for grabs in north, Ellen Road, potential, St James's Park, Old Trafford.
Yeah.
You could do Leicester City.
Old Trafford, it's got to be.
Well, yes. I think you've got to go further north. I think you could have the third game at Leicester City. You want one right north, one in the south.
Yeah. What is Newcastle if it's not right north?
That's what I'm saying. But Leicester City, I think, is a third game.
You can't play Newcastle because of the chance of crap weather. We all know that from playing in there. I mean, everyone in the Premiership
could
won
be
them
a
out.
It could be a summer tournament.
Well, St James's
Park is a hell of a stadium.
Well, fine.
I
went to St James's Park. Okay, fine. St James's Park. We make it summer series.
I think it's an end of... Well, let's come back to that. Yeah. So give us your northern venues.
So I would go then, if you want somewhere in between.
Yeah.
So I'd go, if you're going to have one in... up north, I'd say St James's Park or Old Trafford.
Okay.
Which is the most rugby-centric, I'm not entirely sure.
I played at Old Trafford, so...
Then
did you? Oh, the Argentina.
South, you've obviously got Twickenham, Tottenham. Looking to the south, Ashton Gate, you've got the Majeski, you've obviously got Wembley. I think you have to have it in London.
But I wonder if you take it away from Twickenham.
Well, I don't mind doing that at all.
Wembley or Tottenham.
Tottenham is the best stadium in the world. Yes. One of the best stadiums in the world
I'm actually DJing there for Saracens.
Are you?
Yep, in a couple of months.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That one of the big
showdown four. Harlequins versus Saracens. Owen Farrell versus Marcus Smith. Me providing the tunes, them frying rugby. What more do you need?
This is a concept that proves that rugby can do it. So you do the showdowns or the big games as they used to be, and you fill 80,000 people.
tenner a ticket or whatever it is.
Yeah, so there is there, that, but it's got to be, we've got, anyway, this is going off topic, we've got to knock it down and rebuild it, and rebuild it on the basis that you have bigger stadiums, less games.
So, England qualified players.
Yes.
The North splits at Morton, which means Leicester is in the North, Northampton is in the South. We've got up for Elland Road, Old Trafford, or St James's in the North.
Yeah.
Wembley or Tottenham in the South.
Or Twickenham.
You got or Twickenham.
Yeah, you got this. Yeah.
With the decider played at Villa Park?
Yeah. Or where else is Matthew?
But you want the third. If it's 1-1, you almost want it at Wembley.
Yeah.
You want the 90,000.
Okay. Well, then maybe you rule
Wembley. Maybe you come down the country. So maybe you go Old Trafford, Villa Park, Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could work. I like that. Well done.
Thank you.
Any other criteria? When are we playing this, out of interest?
I would, mid-season, I'd carve out a two-week break or three-week break for everybody to give players a rest. And the ones that are selected play in that three-week period. Everyone else gets a break. Premiership takes a break and then people can watch.
But obviously, it gets monetized for the players who get selected.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why so you go. We got a Premiership. Then we have a 3 week break.
So if you don't get picked, you get a reward of you getting 3 weeks off to sort yourself out, sort your body out. If you get picked and you're playing, you get monetary.
Yeah.
Reimbursed.
Should we try and pick some teams then? And we've done this. I'm sure that there is science that's gone into this, but don't kill us if we've got someone's birthplace wrong. Do you want to pick your fullbacks? We'll go through some of the options for fullback first. Tins.
So my options are Joe Carpenter, Sale. There's Luke James as well, who's at Sale. Josh Hodge at Exeter, and we are, because we've taken Leicester as basically the middle earth.
Yeah.
There's Freddie Stewart, who is
born in.
He's born in near Norfolk somewhere.
Right.
East Durham.
It's a fairly fluid centre of England.
Yeah, it's also if you just draw a line straight across it.
It's also some sort of made up.
Let's just say,
what if Freddie Stewart doesn't want to play for the North? He considered himself a Southerner.
I think he would. I think anyone at Leicester would want to play for the North.
Okay, all right.
But bear in mind,
feel free to comment on that. Whether if you're from Leicester,
bear in mind the post-match kit of flat caps and stuff like
that. Quippets and brown ale.
They all like shooting, racing, and everything else. So they're going to like it. So at 15, I'm going to go with Freddie Stewart, and if he doesn't want to play for the North, then Joe Carpenter.
I'm going to go with Tom Wyatt and just give you a little stat. Why? Because the fullback has been the Premiership's top attacking threat with 107 carries, which is the first, 36 defenders beaten, which is first, and 625 metres made, which is first. So he is on fire. I pick teams on form, not reputation.
So you're not going to stick in an Anthony Watson or an Elliot Daly?
No, we've got them as wingers options. Don't interfere with my selection.
I know, but both of them are versatile.
No, don't need your input, thank you. It's my team.
I'm just asking the questions. I'm not asking to change it. I'm just offering some alternatives to you.
I've got alternatives. I've done a lot of research onto this.
Freddie Stewart in the North. Tom Wyatt is 15 for the South. Do you want to pick wingers?
Yep. I'll go on my... I'm probably going to play two right wingers, to be fair. So I'm going to take Adam Radwan on one wing and Alex Lewington on the other wing.
Okay.
And I'm going to take Joe Cockenasinger and Anthony Watson on my wing.
Joe Cockenasinger, born in Fiji.
Was he? I thought he was born in London.
No.
We can sack him off, find Anthony Watson, Elliot Daly then. I can't be bothered to Google his birth thing. I'll believe you want to inhibit my team, carry on. Cheating before we even start it. Anthony Watson, Elliot Daly, not a problem.
Tins, you've gone Radwan and Lewington.
Yeah.
Has you got Anthony Watson, Elliot Daly?
Yes.
Which is looking like quite a fiery back three. Centre combinations, please.
So I will take, at 12, I'll take Dan Kelly.
Yeah.
At 13, obviously, I would like to take Chris Harris, but
I'm afraid I've vetoed non-English qualified players.
So, and we can't have Manu then.
Can't have Manu. Or Cameron Redpath.
So that's three of my five that have gone, which has left me with Sam James and Dan Kelly.
Oh, they're excellent too.
Yeah. Or Mark Atkinson, Gloucester.
Oh, Aki, actually.
You may have to move Dan Kelly to 13.
It's hard because he's only just come back from injury, so if I'm picking it right now, I've probably got to pick someone.
Okay. So Kelly and James?
Kelly and James. That sounds like a great crime duo, doesn't it?
Yeah, Kelly and James. I'm going to go with Henry Slade at 13 because he's in form at the moment. Ollie Lawrence at 12. He's ripping up trees.
He is ripping up trees.
He's absolutely on fuego for Bath.
Is he one of the most improved players of the last 12 months?
Yes, when we spoke to Ellis, he said he was a real confidence player. So I think Eddie probably did him a disservice by taking him off. And now he feels like he's got a bit of fire. But Ellis said you don't want him too pumped up.
Because then literally he comes out in a tracksuit like you.
He does, yeah. It's just what's confused Tins is they're wearing a matching tracksuit today and he just doesn't know how to comprehend it.
I'm not sure there are any matching tracksuits. Also doubles up as pyjamas.
No. Well, maybe. They're quite comfortable.
Have you ever seen a matching tracksuit in a royal household?
No.
Anyway, you see.
All right.
I tell you what, at the moment, if you're picking this as a sort of, if you're sitting in the middle as a neutral,
yeah.
Premiership South is looking quite heavyweight, with the greatest respect to Premiership North.
Yeah.
But tens.
Selections.
Tens, well, I've got a bag full to pick, choose between Faz and George Ford.
A number of tens, a bag full of tens, is it?
Yeah. A bag full, yeah.
A bag full, a sack full, a flock of tens.
I am going to take...
Do you want to go back up one level?
Take Farrell and Ford at 10
You go
and 12.
Ford at 10, Farrell at 12, Kelly at 13.
Yeah.
Or Sam James at 13.
Yeah.
Well, I thought the...
Sure, why not? Just let's open up that controversial 10-12 channel again.
I thought the Farrell-Ford combination was...
No.
Universally hated. No. Not for Tins,
no, right?
It depends how you're going to play and they're going to be allowed to play with freedom.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
So you're going to put Ford at 10, Farrell at 12.
I actually had picked that before, but then I wasn't sure whether we were allowed to. So yes, I'll go Ford at 10, Farrell at 12, Kelly at 13.
Okay.
I've got, it's very obvious who I'm going to go, Marcus Smith.
Any other runners and riders?
No.
Marcus Smith gets the keys to 10. Was he born in England?
In Manila.
Okay, here's a new curveball, a caveat, if you will, to the caveat. If you've played for England, then you're English, so you get...
Because you did say that this could be a qualifying game for England.
You're absolutely right.
So if you weren't born here, rewriting
of the rules mid-game. Yeah.
If you weren't born here and you don't play for England, then you can't be in. If you weren't born here but you've played for England, then you're allowed in.
Right, and therefore we are basing who you play for on where you've grown up and where you play rugby now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Does that throw in any curveballs you want to rewrite?
Curveball to my 10, 12, 13.
Right.
Because I would have, obviously, I would have Manu in.
Obviously.
Because.
Right. You know what I said about the North looking a bit lightweight earlier? With the greatest respect to Sam James and Dan Kelly, we've now reshuffled it. It's now Ford, Farrell, Manu.
Yeah.
Which is suddenly looking like quite a...
Well, against Henry Slade, Ollie Lawrence, and Marcus Smith.
But I could easily go Ford... I could either go Ford or Farrell and put Dan Kelly in because I think he's outstanding.
You pick your 10, 12, 13.
So to get away from the 10, 12 debate, I'm going to pin my stripes to George Ford because Owen's taking a break right now.
Yep.
So I'm going to go George Ford, Dan Kelly and Manu Tuilagi.
Lovely.
Well, it's interesting because you said earlier that you wanted to endorse the debate between the 10, 12. Now you've quickly U-turned, you've got away
and
from
actually,
it.
I don't want the hate speech.
Do you know anyone who hates speech? Okay, well,
but
that's fine.
Owen's taking a break from England, but not from Saracens.
No, and he would absolutely love a Northern game.
He's the most Northern man
to ever come to the North to represent the North.
But yes. I just feel for everyone trying to understand what he says, he'd go so North, it'd be...
Yeah, fine.
But wouldn't that be great for the North? We need to grow rugby in the North. Get Owen going Northern.
Yeah, because maybe they'll embrace him more from the North. Okay, fine.
I can't switch because I can't make the decision they're both playing.
Fine, you're fine.
Okay. Nines, please, gentlemen.
Will you go? Oh, well, because he's changed, I'll take the lead now. I'm going to go with Alex Mitchell. He's playing some fantastic rugby, and we have Harry Randall on the bench.
I'm going to go. Well, Danny Kerr played well on the weekends. Ben Spenth and Rafi Quirk. So we've got two. Well,
you've
we've got
some
one
good nines
old
there.
One sort of middle to old one, and then one young one.
I quite like Danny Kerr at 9 because it's a bit like, you know, when Wayne Rooney went back to Everton. You know, I overtook Wayne Rooney on the motorway the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did you know?
Because I looked and saw.
Did you?
I was concentrating. I don't know what you... Do you ever look at people when you go...
Did you look at him because he was in a good car?
Yeah, I think so.
What
wearing
was he
a cap.
In?
Driving very reasonably, very respectably.
Was he?
Yes.
Could it just be could it be anyone sort of because he's had that?
No, definitely was Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney.
Did you out the door go, Rooners and stuff like that?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, you
just put a foot down and head past. But what I was going to say is I quite like the idea of Danny Kerr going back to play for the North, having grown up in Leeds, played for the Tykes. It's that sort of nice when elder statesmen go back to their, you know, their boyhood club.
So because he's a good mate as well, I'm going to take Danny Kerr.
Okay.
Well, but it's a very tough call between either of those three. I'm very blessed in the scrum half position.
You are very blessed. Yeah. You've got Alex Mitchell. Right, up front.
Well, I'm going to go with Ellis Genge at number one. I'm going to go with Theo Dan at number two. And I'm going to go with Kyle Stinkler at number three.
Lovely.
I'm going to go Bevan Rodd at one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jack Walker.
Ooh. Of Harlequins.
Yeah, or Jamie Bummer. I'm going to go, well, they've lost every game, so I'm going to go with Jack Walker.
Yeah.
And then at...
Joe Hayes.
Yeah, probably Joe Hayes.
Joe Hayes.
Yeah. Gloucester aren't doing particularly well, are they, this year, so...
Do you want to put Coley in at tight head?
No.
Thank you, though.
I'm moving on. I'm looking at...
Future. It's an England future trial.
Yeah, yeah. Moved on, yeah.
Second rows.
Wow. Maro Itoje and Joe Launchnord.
Because?
Because I think Launch is playing well for Harlequins, and I think Maro Itoje is Maro Itoje, and I think he would rise to the challenge. And he's on his fresh contract of 800 bags. He's probably pretty happy, I think.
I'm going to take my England up-and-comers in Ollie Chesham and George Martin.
That's quite a heavyweight. The Leicester duo.
Yeah.
Okay, Martin Chesham. Bat row, please.
Well, the bat row, we've got some injuries at this current point in time. I'm going to go with Courtney Laws at six.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Ben Earl at seven.
Hang on. If Courtney's retired from international...
He can still play.
He can still play.
You can still play, yeah.
Don't interfere with my selection.
Well, it's not very good. It's not very good for a future England trial.
Well, it's just that's not like a sub. That's like a subplot. It's all about North East.
Trying to get into his head.
Oh, fuck the UDEM. I'm not interested in him. I want Courtney Laws.
Laws at six.
Courtney Laws at six. Ben Earl at seven. Alex John Brandt at eight.
Lovely. What about? So there's no.
Because Alex John Brandt is on fire. I mean, would you like some stats just to back up my selection before everyone freaks the fuck out? Just to tell you quickly.
This is where I'm struggling a little bit.
Don Brandt, obviously since he got left out of the World Cup, is the second top ball carrier in the league and makes and is the first in contact meters. So he's in the mix.
No Barbary, Underhill, Pearson, Willis, Curry, Vunipola.
I'm going to put Undernaws on the bench.
Ludlam,
and I'm going to put. Well, Tom Curry's injured at the moment. Well, he might be back by the time the game was played. So I'd probably put him and Undernaws on the bench.
Good depth. Tins.
I am struggling a little bit in terms of where I go
life
with my
in general, with your appearance.
Back row, I'm going to pick Dugdale of Sale. I feel Zach Mercer's been out, but I feel that I'm going to put him in.
So Zach Mercer goes in at eight?
Yeah.
Or does he?
I don't know. Could I
your selector? Could you can't I, ask you.
Well, I'm just selection
of,
meetings
I'm just
are.
Thinking of the other available to me.
Is it you just talking to yourself in the mirror?
Yeah.
You could pull in. What you could do.
I was thinking of putting Josh Beaumont at eight, and then putting
Zach at six.
Do you
know what
Zach
you could do?
Six,
is you could put.
You could
put that way. You could put Lewis Chesham in the second row with Ollie Chesham and move George Martin to six.
Can you legally have two gingers in the second row?
Is that I don't know.
We're holding the space time continuum. If their heads touch, is it like
Chesson
if you put a positive and negative, it'll just blow the whole scrum up? Like sparking. And they'll just blow up.
No, what I'll do is I'll just put Josh Beaumont at six, because he gives me a line-out option.
Okay.
A very good line-out. Dugdale at seven, Mercer at eight.
Are we picking benches?
I can tell you my bench off the top of my head if you'd just like to make a note of it straight
okay.
away. Okay.
Okay,
so Tommy Freeman. I had Harry Randall. I've got Luke Cowan-Dickie.
Finn Smith is your 10.
Yeah, Finn Smith is my 10. Sam Undernaws, and I went with Tom Curry. I probably need one more, do I?
Sam Underhill and Tom Curry?
Yeah, because they play versatile. They can all play 8, 6, 7, 8. It's perfect.
You want two back rowers? No second
well,
row?
Well, I've got quite a lot of height already. I don't really need...
Okay, cool. I like that. Yeah, Tom Curry bench. Tom Curry on the
bench.
And
honestly, because it'll come down to scrap. You know, I know set piece is important, but actually I quite like...
Any props or just foregoing those?
No, I have got some props. I just remember who plays prop. Joe Marler. And Will Stewart. Big Spew. He'll go in there.
Could you just, while Tins is
heavy breathing and panicking,
could you just give us like a flavour of what your team talk would be to this team?
This team.
Absolute misfits that you're assembling.
I'll be like, do you
parts.
Know what? As Southerners, we absolutely no respect, right? Wherever you go, in any newspaper, if you're from the North, you're plucky and you're brave and you're salt of the earth. Everyone looks down our nose at us. We're going to come in here, give them a fucking hiding, send them on their way, back up there to their Frey Bentos pies, their cobbled streets, their Hovis loaves, and their fucking bad weather, and show them the South what it's about, because we're absolutely going to pump the shit out of them. Physicality first, physicality second. and try and play with the ball third, all right?
Right.
That's perfect. It.
Well, there you are, Team South. Yeah, that is honestly, profound words on which to head out into whatever stadium we're playing in this week.
Yeah, and that's what it's about.
Best of luck. Yeah. And you've assembled a squad with 8 back rowers, yeah. 1 second row, yeah. No props.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rugby, Bob, but not as we know it.
Yeah,
lovely.
And once we finish the game, once we drill them, we can offer each one of them to be our own personal valets if they'd like it. And everything. Yeah,
good.
That's where we're going to operate.
Trash talk is what it's about.
We're going to go to. I'm trying to think of a top, nice London nightclub, and that would just put a trough of baked beans outside.
How are you going to dress your team? What sort of garbs are we wearing?
Black tie, finely tailored Savile Row suits, black ties, pocket watches on chains.
Yeah.
Really quite smart.
Yeah.
And these lot are in sort of ovals, like Oliver Twist, flat caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Tins, how are you getting on?
This is your bench. I'm going to count the other way around, because what do you normally do? Hooker first is Hooker, 16,
and then,
isn't it?
Then your props. Yep.
So, Jamie...
Blamire.
Then I'm going to go for...
he cares so much about this, is what I love.
Hello. Asher Apoku Ford Dior. Tighty... I'll go Fraser Balmain on the bench. Then the makeup is I don't really have any back row, so or many back row to go to. So we're going to have to get. We can put a Lewis Chesham in there.
Yeah.
Which gives us a bit of. Ollie can move around to 6 if needs be. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. And then we need one more, don't we, forward? We'll go. Pepper, obviously.
Guy Pepper, Newcastle.
Tells a great story, yeah. That's Pepper. Guy Pepper.
Adds spice to everything
at Newcastle.
Yeah.
Then in the...
Nine. Spencer, Quirk.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ben Spencer. Okay. I'm picking on form right now. Actually, Raffy's not playing badly either, but... I picked Ford, so now Faz can go on the bench.
Ooh, right.
Even though I said he wasn't playing, but don't judge me. That means
back three.
We've got. I picked Freddie. Joe Carpenter.
That's been quite an experience.
Do you reckon it'd be like a movie Hunger Games or something else, where part of their region, what they're known for, that's how they dress, or like the start of some of those big epic movies, like
Well, that's how to change the game.
Music of the North, outfits from the North, stuff from the South, and you each bring a delicacy from your. Your region.
They run out to an Arctic Monkeys song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look good on the dance floor.
You look
Premiership
good
South
on the
run.
Dance floor.
Yeah. Premiership South run out to Coldplay.
Yeah.
Shall I try and assemble the squads? I mean, my notes are absolutely unintelligible off the back of one of the most disorganised selection meetings of all time.
It wasn't. You changed rules halfway through.
Premiership North. Yeah. Under the guise of Mike Tindall. Freddie Stewart, who may or may not... want to play for the North, but he's in the North for now. Adam Radwan, Manu and Dan Kelly, Alex Lewington, George Ford, Danny Kerr is your back line. Bevan Rodd, Jack Walker, Joe Hayes, George Martin, Ollie Chesham, Josh Beaumont, Sam Dugdale, Zach Mercer.
I like my
Are you happy
team.
With that?
Yeah.
Your bench is Jamie Blamire.
Yes.
Asher Apoku. Yes. Fraser Balmain.
Yes.
Lewis Chesham.
Yes.
Potential here. Guy Pepper, if you listen to that category. Ben Spencer, Owen Farrell, Joe Carpenter at Sale.
Yes.
Are you happy with your lot? No late changes.
I am happy.
Who would you like to skipper your team?
He's Northern, so he never looks that happy.
George Ford. Danny Kerr.
No, my skipper is going to be Zach Mercer.
Is it?
Yep.
Well done, Zach Mercer.
Wow.
Man of the North. Right, Premiership South.
Do you reckon we're represented by a celebrity? So,
we're going to come on to
Lord of the Rings. Okay. What's the guy's name, Lord of the Rings? The one who's like, no.
Sean Bean.
No. Well, he would be good. Either Sean Bean or the other little bloke, the really good-looking little one. The one from Lord of the Rings, same thing. I can't remember his name. Like John Dickett. John the most northern.
John from North.
Yeah, John from North.
John from North.
You know, like the fucking main star. The one who tries to shag...
What, Frodo Baggins?
No.
What Lord of the Rings have you been watching? It's a very different...
Lord of the Rings. Game of Thrones.
It's a different type of ring, isn't it?
Jon Snow. Jon Snow or Sean Bean.
Kit Harington.
Yeah, Kit Harrington. Right. That's the one.
So wrong film.
Fucking hell.
Fucking
Why can't you figure it out?
Yeah, okay. And then Hugh Grant is our representative.
And they will duel at the end of the game for a bonus point. About a boy.
Yeah.
Right, Premiership South, as selected by James Haskell, which is quite something in itself.
It was very efficient.
Fullback, Tom Wyatt. Your wingers, Anthony Watson and Elliot Daly.
Yes.
Your centres are Ollie Lawrence and Henry Slade.
Yes.
Halfback partnership of Alex Mitchell and Marcus Smith. Your front row is Ellis Genge, Theo Dan, Kyle Sinclair, Maro Itoje, Joe Launchbury, Courtney Laws, Ben Earl, Alex Donbrand.
That is a team.
That is a team. Isn't it? Teams, they're both. They're both teams.
Well,
to be fair.
Slightly better, but anyway.
In your on your bench, you've got Joe Marler, Luke Cowan-Dickey, yeah. Will Stewart.
Yes.
And then you've gone Sam Underhill and Tom Curry in a double back row bench.
Yes.
You've got Harry Randall and Finn Smith as your halfback replacements, with Tommy Freeman on the bench covering the back three.
I reckon that's a good game.
What do we reckon?
That's a great game.
Would you watch that?
Yes.
Would you buy a ticket to that?
No. I'd ask someone to get it for me for free, but I'd definitely be there.
Okay, so we are now playing this, hopefully in the sunshine.
Yeah.
We are having our first game at St. James's.
You flip a coin.
You flip a coin.
Because for home advantage, nice. First time, so then you have to decide. Flip a coin, and it's gone north, first game.
So we're going to play Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah.
Villa Park.
Yes, or Wembley for the final.
Or Wembley for the final.
So we're going to go Old Trafford, Villa Park, Wembley.
It's sad that you can't always predict that it's going to be 1-1 and you're going to need a decider, isn't it?
But I tell you what though, so for the inaugural one, we'll have it at Wembley, but whichever team wins, their partner gets to choose where the location is.
Winner stays on type.
Yeah, winner stays on, so they always get two homes.
Yeah.
Can we have a quick dip into the coaches?
Which is what my Southern players have got, not the
North. Yeah, see, this is where I think the difference is. I think, obviously, the South have got a lot of what you would say
money,
is the
fun,
sunshine,
bellends. but I
coaches,
think the
please.
North takes the coaching group.
Go on then. Who's on your list?
Well, if I was going to pick right now, my head coach is Andy Farrell.
Already, the Northern gear has just gone up another notch.
My attack coach is Stuart Lancaster.
Oh, look at this. Hauled back from
Team
France.
Team socials won't be a big thing then.
But you got
good
Faz's...
Good to see you're over it.
Yeah. My defensive coach and lead, sort of defensive lead, Alex Sanderson.
Yep.
Wow.
Not Sean Edwards.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see.
Do go that. Sean Edwards
well,
in there.
At least I know he can't have it. So it's good. Do I need to pick any other coaches?
Forwards coach?
Oh, actually, take that back. Take it back.
Take it back.
I'm getting rid of Lancaster.
Right.
I'm putting Lee Blackett in.
Currently.
I don't think Stuart would be released from Racing anyway.
Yeah.
So you've got Andy Farrell, Lee Blackett, Alex Sanders. Who's your forwards coach?
I love how he puts imaginary rules into the imaginary game.
They're laws.
And makes it actually, who's I think rules about release.
Isn't Sanderson my forwards coach?
Who's your defence coach?
I'll have Paul Gustard as my defence coach.
Okay, that is
not
a strong...
Not Sean Edwards again.
Paul Gustard looking good in the...
No, we've just said that he's not allowed to come back from France.
Well, it's a made-up game for a made-up thing that isn't going to happen, and he's making it unfun.
But actually, Paul Gustard is in France
as well.
I'm
like sexual role-play with Alex. Like, ooh, I'm a postman. Well, how many letters have you delivered today? Okay. Shut up, just get your clothes off. I'm a washing machine repairman. Could you actually fix it? No, Alex, just go along with it. Yeah, but it's technically, if you can't repair a washing machine, can you actually role-play? I'm like, no, I've lost my heart on that.
I'm going to have to change because I've got more chance of getting Edwards than I have Paul Gustard because he's at Stad, isn't he?
Yeah, okay. Andy Farrell, Lee Blackett, Alex Sanderson, and Sean Edwards.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable.
Good luck getting Andy Farrell back from Ireland as well.
It's a made-up game. Imaginary phone call to Andy Farrell. He says he can come back for the imaginary game.
You've got more chance of an international coach than you have of a...
Yeah,
right,
I think he's on. Sean, what's that, Sean? Do you want to come back again? Yeah, it's fine. I spoke on the imaginary phone to the imaginary coach about the imaginary thing.
All right,
they've said it's clear.
Keep your
hands
on.
No, if I can come in.
Keep your lid on. He's already here for off anyway.
I'm giving you your coach for the South.
I've got no coach.
Sir Clive Woodward.
I'd do it just to see if he's any good. Just if he really fucked it, I'd be like, listen, you had the best team and you fucked it. Or he might be very good. Well, that's the only one. I've got Sir Clive Wood and George Skivington. I can't think of any other coaches.
Andy Robinson.
Are you going to have to step up? You're going to have to step up to the
mark. Does Catty count? Or is Catty...
Yeah, that's a good shout. Yeah, because if we're getting Andy Farrell back, we can get Mike Catty. Well,
yeah, he's 47.
Yeah, but he's eligible for England still.
He's played for most of his rugby. Mike Catty. Head coach, Sir Clive Woodward.
Yep.
More of a manager, not allowed to coach.
Forwards, George.
George.
George Skivington forwards. And defence coach.
What a, like a recently retired player.
Johnny Wilkinson is your defence coach.
Johnny Wilkinson is your defence coach. Well, he's your kicking
coach.
No,
but I couldn't have him because the meetings were going for several days and everyone would get very confused, not understand one word he said.
You are literally just picking 23 players and saying, get out there and get on with it.
Yeah, well, they're good enough. I tell you what, I'll be a player-led team. I'll be the figurehead. I'll be team manager. Sir Clive can be the facilitator.
You got your big lol in there.
Big lol. Social secretary.
I love the fact that you haven't really got a clue about coaches, but you have put yourself as team manager and Lola's social secretary.
Boy, that's all you need. Like the bar, we'd like the barbarians. We'd just be on it. We'd be, you know, I mean, Raffles is closed now, but just imagine the social secretary, limos, velvet ropes, beautiful women, minimum training, just telling them to actually kick the fuck out of the North,
forgot about
roll
coaching
up in an open
Joe
bus.
Joe Shaw as well.
Joe Shaw's a good shout.
I can't think of anyone. North, but basically, Ian South's Peel. Got no coaches. Good Ian Beale, what reason this?
I've got nothing to
do. You know, like when a vehicle begins to wobble on ice and you're beginning to lose control? Yeah. This is Hask. He's only been able to do 17 minutes of rugby chat before the back is beginning to go and we're heading into the ditch.
I don't know. This is a world-class team. The coaching staff has to be world-class. Clive Woodward hasn't coached since 1935. Before BC. And we've got no one else. I don't know. George Skivington, forwards we've got. Lowell, social secretary, me, team
you're
manager.
You're just going around the roundabout.
Yeah. I can't think who else. Who else?
Mike Cattie.
I really struggled. Yeah,
Mike Cattie. Mike Cattie. Well, we could have
Rob Baxter.
Yeah, you could have Rob Baxter.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, Clive. Hello, Clive on the imaginary phone. You're gone, Clive. I know I promised you this. I lied. Speak to you later. Bye. He's gone. Baxter. Hi, Baxter. James Haskell. Who? No, James. You remember James Haskell? Big noise. No, okay. Doesn't matter. Big opportunity. Coach South. You in? Yeah. Yeah, he's in. He's in.
Right. Rob Baxter is your
Baxter,
DOR.
Rob Baxter. Suddenly, Mike Cat attack.
Okay. Ali Heifer. Where was he? Was Northampton.
George Skivington forwards.
Heifer, yeah.
Lowell, social secretary.
Normal. Yeah. You keep putting Lowell in. He's the only consistent.
He's very
so
important.
Far. You've changed every coach bar Lowell.
He's very important. He's also doing media. He's head of press and social media.
Yes. Now, he'll get bubbles.
Yes,
on
he
scenes.
Will. Of course. I'm not, he's smart. Yeah. And then, do I need one more?
Yeah. Who we've forgotten?
Who?
Joe Worsley.
Oh, yeah. Wurz will be amazing.
Well, can we get him out of can we get him out of France?
Hello, Joe Worsley. It's an imaginary phone call to imaginary Joe Worsley. Can we
but
get him out of the game?
Actually,
yes, he can.
He's not actually working as he's Joe not Worsley.
Joe Worsley's in. You've left out Phil Larder.
No, yeah, thank you. He's too old now.
But it's like picking Brian Ashton. Like, I know Brian Ashton is Yoda. Probably 634 years old.
We'd have to be done training by 3 o'clock because they'd all need an afternoon nap and a milky tea. But they'd be parked up on the side of the field with Scotch blankets on.
I'm not sure we've done
Brian,
a
Brian, come back, Brian. What, you're wandering off, Brian. You're not coaching the players, Brian. You're walking in traffic.
What a legend Phil Larder is, by the way. In fact, I saw him at the 20-year reunion. He asked about my dad. I said, my dad's not doing that great. He realised he lives around the corner from my dad. And he went and saw him straight away. Next
You're
week.
Kidding, really?
That? Maybe feel like, well, maybe, well.
I forgot to tell my mum and dad he was coming, so my mum and dad were like, who are you? Originally, because they're not quite the sound of mine anymore.
Who are you?
Because then I spoke to my mum, she was like, oh, you know what? Yeah, one of the coaches, a great guy from England, came in. I was like, Phil Larder. She's like, yeah. He came round.
Thank you, Phil.
That's a good marshal
sure
man. That one,
to this.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to interlude, and then you're going to get the chance to put the frilly bits on, which makes this the most marketable game out there. Okay, yep. So I want kit colours. Yep. I want who's singing your southern song. I want any other bit. Who? What suits are you wearing to the to the final? Right. Just before that, a quick note from our friends at NordVPN. Should really be NorthVPN, shouldn't it? See what I've done there? Who are offering good, bad and rugby listeners an exclusive deal. Did you know you can use NordVPN to protect your online card payments? This will help prevent your details from falling into the wrong hands while shopping online. New year, New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Safe online.
Oh, that was my number one resolution, get a VPN. Now I'm single as well, doing a lot of operating online. Need to make sure I'm protected because you don't want any of them nutters following you home or following you through your internet connection. So, yeah, it's very important for me. Browsing, obviously essential.
Yeah, and a lot of travel.
Lot of travel.
Where are you
moment.
Going in 2024?
Oh, where am I not going? I've got Dubai. I've got New York. I have got Australia. I've got Hong Kong. All of them going to require a VPN. And also just generally my general safety because I'm a Z-list celebrity and people are after me.
That is very true. The queue is long. You can get a discount on your plan plus 4 extra months on top and there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodbadrugby. The link is also in the episode description box. Tins, would you like to go first on marketability of Premiership North for our three-game series?
If we think about music, we've got a lot of good choices in there. Happy Monday, Stone Roses, The Smiths, Oasis, Robbie Williams, New Order, Take That. Arctic Monkeys.
Oh. Elton John, for me.
I feel that you're going down Max's route here. There's going to be a lot of pink jerseys.
Elton John, centre field, Rocket Man, as the players run out. Yeah. Rocket Man! Like
Saturday nights are right for fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll play it on a Saturday night.
It'd be amazing. Yeah. Like, everyone will be like, fucking dancing.
Def Leppard as well. Okay. In terms of, I'm just thinking of a song that the team can run out to, like a bit like NFL college ball that we always talk about. That's going to get
Enter the Sandman.
Everyone popping. Nice.
Yeah.
And then colours of kit.
Yeah. I'm getting brown and brown with a tinge of yellow.
Very Sedba.
Very Sedba. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm getting.
Mine's pink.
Right.
But no, it'd have to be red and white in some ways for
Lancashire and Yorkshire,
because they pretty much make up most of the north.
That always used to be London, actually, back in the day, red and white.
So, I'm thinking it's a very striking kit, you know, because you know there's a lot of colour and life up north, as you would say. You can't make it a grey cloud colour like you think it's up there in coal.
Just get pictures of chimneys on it with like smog coming off it, smoking off.
I'm trying to think of a real northern brand that I could stick on the kit, but I can't. It's sponsored by Hovis. Warburtons.
Warburtons,
Because I think it'd be good to be sponsored by Warburtons. And
Newcastle Brown Ale, just as the drink of choice.
Yeah. Special brew.
Green King's Ours ones.
What are your kit colours?
My shirt's pink with gold numbers with sparkles on it and white collars and white sleeves and white sleeve ends.
Nice.
And it's like bright, sparkly ones.
Yeah, and you're sponsored by...
I love the fact that we're going on his dress-up game.
We're sponsored by Harrods.
Right. We are. Yeah, good. We're shattering stereotypes as we go here. Yeah. It's about... It's how south can you be and how north can you be, essentially. And you're coming on penny farthings and you're coming in limos?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay, lovely. Anything else you'd like to contribute to our debate on north v south? Do you think this would work? Do you think this would get...
Yeah, so obviously the name of the game is physicality and stuff, so we're going to obviously make sure medical care is spot on.
Just on that, you know, we're talking about music. Could we have like a battle-off of musicians on the pitch? So you got Elton John, and someone else versus Arctic Monkeys and Oasis.
Yeah,
you could do that. Yeah, we could do that. We've got DJs, music, fireworks, post-match celebration. Like, think of a Formula One weekend. So big fan villages, opportunities all around there, like the stage acts, obviously alcohol everywhere.
We've got pies from the north.
Yeah, half-time show.
You've got the food of the north versus food of the south, so you can have a little bit of culinary battle on the outside.
You've got half-time show, 20-minute half-time show, 30-minute mega
rack. The NFL type thing.
Fireworks at the end of the match. Big hospitality catered by Tom Kerridge.
You said a really interesting thing earlier on about bring back the biff.
Yeah.
So can we just very quickly talk about the coverage? Are we getting rid of TMO, HIMO in stadium replays, referee's call becomes the verdict, and everyone just gets on with it?
So it's going to be... Sorry.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, so in terms of your review, pitch side, like NFL at a screen, the referee goes and looks at it, it's produced multiple, and his decision is vital. There is the tackle stuff. Unless it's like a gratuitous thing of violence, it's just play on, you put one report, and we just roll on with
it.
And
they miss out the rest of it.
Yeah. And obviously, we look at the best medical care, no contact in training in the week. We're also doing a doco over the course of the 3 weeks that goes out on Netflix or appropriate streaming. You've got behind-the-scenes coverage, change room cameras. Full access everywhere. Post cameras like on the field, like NFL, right up there. 8K cameras showing everything. Cut downs. There's a spin-off show on live on Sky, hyping up the week, where we got people live from the training squad. So we're like, right, Courtney, you finished training today, how'd you feel? And that gets beamed out on the show.
Here's one for you. You don't get paid to play, but there is £1 million prize fund for whichever one wins split between the players.
Yeah,
and agreed. Then it means something.
Yeah,
imagine 100%. What those celebs would be like.
I know.
Are picking up 50K for having won 2-1 series. I think that'd be quite good fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Any other bits and bobs, or have we built a product that the game needs? And frankly, we need to get into calendar sooner or later.
I think there is going to be so much support behind this pod and what we've just built that I think this might happen.
What I love about this is it's got so much cut through beyond rugby.
Yeah,
it's got to be about much more than just North v South as a game. It's got to be about we are representing everybody and everything culturally up and down the land.
Yeah.
Make your choice and get stuck in. Hask offered some very loose, rather generic words of wisdom for his team, which were basically, I've picked a very random squad, good luck. Have you got any northern words of wisdom?
Well, look, I think with the strength of my coaching staff, I'm not going to have to do too many words. I'm just going to speak as northern as I can, because obviously we know that that's more passion and reunites.
Immediately more intelligible.
Immediately just focusing on the posh twats down south and what it means more to us up here, and just get nuggety.
And we're going to have like lots of sledging, like, ha, your dad probably works for my dad as a gardener and stuff like that, you know, yeah. What's it like coming for a second-rate dump and all this kind of stuff? Really quite, yeah. We're arriving carriages with horses.
Right.
Shit like that.
High-quality content.
Well, there you go. I see. That's why I don't have to say anything. Yeah.
There you
that's
go.
What we're like, oi, we don't need to say anything, do we? Fucking, oi, you southerners are all giving it all the chat, lads. Let's just do what we always do, yeah? Be humble, down to earth, like salt the earth, fucking geese, and beat everyone. We're like, oh, God, I don't understand one word he said. What a ghastly man.
I would love to go
awful
and watch this.
Person.
I know this shit just as far as it up to the
but that would be the other thing, is you are allowed to say whatever you want in the build up to the game.
Yeah. If you try
there
to get
is no if you come if up you with a media anything, cliche, if you're dropped.
If anything comes out that's in the media handbook, you're out.
Yeah, yeah. If you say you escaped two halves, just really excited to be here.
There's
like,
a 10 grand bonus for whichever player goes full Conor McGregor.
And if they try to cancel you, you know that you're onto a good path.
Who wins? Two remarkable teams. I'm just having a little look at the team sheet here.
So saying is, Tom, the producer, is we're going to the Eton schoolboy for who's going to win this, right?
Man of the people. I am seeing, and we'll put this out to a fan vote as well when we name the two teams, I think based on the power of the Southern pack, Ellis, Theo, Dan, Sinclair, Marrow, Launchbury, Laws, Earl, Donbrandt, games are one up front, and I think that shades a power pack Northern backline. So I'm going Premiership South 2-1. Sharing £1 million between them.
Yeah. Funnily enough, the Southern picks the Southern.
I would say this.
Well, let's see what the fans say.
Your coaching staff absolutely dicks all over me, and it will be a great indication.
Yeah, but with your passionate words of wisdom, your team will never fail. Get out there, look good, play well.
We've got a better outfit, better weathers, better transport. The players, I think, are better, but the coaching staff is way better than yours. It will be interesting to see whether it's down to the coaches that help win a team or it's actually the players. And I think more often than not, it's the players, not the coaching staff. And coaches get too much heat. So I think it would be a great social experiment to see which one makes a difference.
I'll tell you what we'll do is we'll set the challenge for the Good Scouts Rugby Girls to pick their teams as well. And then we'll have a double header and they can go from there. And actually, on that note, if you haven't caught the Scouts and the rugby yet this season, they are back. They are better than ever. They've had some quality guests on already. And on the subject of Northern Rugby, if you are a Sail Sharks fan especially, make sure you go and find their recent episode with the co-owner, Michelle Orange, and you will get a real sense of her passion for the club. She tells the girls that her and Simon have the club in their will, would you believe? And you'll find them on our YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcast, just search Good Scouts Rugby. Quick plug for the lock-in, as always, which is where the usual nonsense outside of rugby takes place. Go and have a little look if you fancy some of that. Should we do a quick Black Eye of the Week?
Black Eye of the Week, away from the game, so Kev, what he's done for Rob Burrow, and I've just been on, just did Rob Burrow's got a podcast out there called Seven. If anyone wants to listen to it, he asked 7 questions to 7 different people. But Sir Kev running 7 ultra marathons in a week is just ridiculous.
Sir Kev, he needs to be.
I know, he does need to be. So a bottle to Rob and a bottle to Sir Kev?
Yep. Yes.
Good on them. A remarkable achievement by Sir Kev prior to Christmas. Black Eye Gin's available from Amazon, selected Sainsbury's and Master of Malt. It has botanicals from every rugby-playing nation and one very special ingredient, which unfortunately we can't tell you about, but it is very, very special. £1.50 of every bottle goes into the Black Eye Rugby Fund, which is aiming to raise £1 million a year to help with the areas of risk, research and recovery within the game of rugby union. Go grab a bottle if you fancy it. That is it for this week. Something to open our account in 2024, something to debate. We'll put it out to you, the viewers and the listeners. Do let us know your feedback. Who is going to win? What selections have we missed? What mess have we made of that entire show? I'm sure one or two of us will set us straight. But that is it for this week's show. Thank you to Continental Tires, as always, for their support. We're a Folding Pocket production. Stats and facts provided by Oval Insights. And this week's episode was produced by Tom Edwards. See you again soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Good, Yay, The Bad, and The Rugby, Oof, with Alex Payne, James Haskell and Mike Tyndall. Thanks for listening.
I can't think of anyone. North, but basically, South's got no coaches. Ian Beale, what reason?
I've got nothing to live for.
You know, like when a vehicle begins to wobble on ice and you're beginning to lose control. Yeah. This is Hask. He's only been able to do 17 minutes of rugby chat before the back is beginning to go, and we're heading into the ditch.